Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Soft shell crabs, lobster rolls, sticky hoisin pork, creamy goat's cheese toasties with caramelised walnuts. It's fair to say that the dishes available from food trucks across the country have really gone up a notch over the past year. There was a time when you'd only eat food from a truck at a festival, but now people are queuing, they're pre-ordering, seeking out the latest hotspot when it comes to street food. We're going to speak to two food truck owners in just a minute, but first I want to chat to Lucinda O'Sullivan, restaurant critic with the Sunday Independent. Good morning, Lucinda.
Good morning, Claire.
Is all of this down to COVID, or had this food truck revolution begun before the pandemic?
Well, I think it had begun, you know, the hipster sort of thing. But having said that, I mean, I've been writing about them in the Sunday Independent for the last few years. And in fact, coincidentally, I'm writing about 15 of the best this coming Sunday in Life magazine in the Sunday Independent. But, you know, for years there's been a great food truck just at the bridge at Yall called JJ's Truck Stop. That's going for years and years and years. And then there's Catch of the Day, seafood, fish and chips and all that sort of thing in Kinsale at the Archduggan Bridge, but they've been going for years. But now, certainly, in the last few years, you know, there've been popular markets, concerts, events, and even weddings with sort of the extra sweeties or things, the extra treats, ice creams. But they're certainly rolling in fast now at the moment. I think, too, probably, you know, guys wanted to do things maybe on their own at the moment, particularly in Dublin. You know, forgetting their own little restaurant anywhere, it's just so difficult. The rents are so high. And then the big boys, the guys with the number of restaurants and all the rest, would always get preference.
And there's no doubt, though, since the pandemic began, that people have been forced to think what they can do beyond the bricks and mortar. And that's led to some of the great variety that we have out there now.
You have some really top chefs running places. I mean, this guy called Ian Usher is running Club Chicken, and I mean, at Walkinstown. And I mean, chicken, of course, everybody loves chicken, and every bit apart from the feathers is used. So you can have lovely tenders and chicken wings and all sorts of things. But I mean, some of the really new ones now, there's Tallboy Toasties and Greystones doing terrific big toasty sandwiches. One of the newest ones is Shark Bait Shelby's by Andy Noonan at Based Barbecue on Clanbrassil Street. It's by Tom Lawson, who started the Lucky Tortoise Dumplings on Angel Street and the more recent Sprezzatura Italian. But this time he's turned his attention to fish. So it's fish buns, crab and bisque mask, bisque mac, mules and frites with add-ons such as soggy bottoms and minced prawn. And don't ask me what soggy bottom is, I haven't tried it yet. But every sort of vehicle is being used for all sorts of purposes. You know, you have Sambo Ambo and La Peniche, the barge on the canal. They're doing pizzas and all that sort of thing as well. But the level has really come up, you know, food-wise.
Absolutely, and the variety. And you know, you mention every sort of vehicle. I want to go to Killarney at this point. Chad Byrne is with us, executive chef at Killarney's Brehon Hotel. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Claire.
You're the proud owner of the Hungry Donkey, which is a horse box.
I am indeed. It's a fine machine now.
Tell us a little bit about it. You're only open since Tuesday, is that right?
Only open since Tuesday, yeah. We had a quiet opening on Monday just to find my bearings in the horse box, because it's a little bit different cooking in a horse box as opposed to a fully cutted out kitchen.
Well, but, I'm sure it is, yes. And how's it been going for you? Have you been busy, first of all?
It's been very busy. It's been unbelievably busy, which is fantastic. Killarney is a fantastic town to support new businesses coming up.
And what kind of food are you serving?
Premium Irish food with global spice, to be honest. The menu, because the kitchen is very tight, there's only 4 items on the menu and 2 of them change weekly, but the tacos stay.
And so you're doing tacos and a premium seafood dish?
It could be scallops, turbot, really just good quality food. Good quality food. That's, you know, the shackles are off here, and it's, you know, I'm so proud of it, and the food that's coming out of it is amazing.
And who did you want to give a shout out to?
The two taco recipes that I got were from Guadalupe de la Cruz, who's the chef in the Mexican embassy. Now, I could have done my own twist on it, but I didn't.
You went right to the source there, Chad, in fairness.
Yeah, well, we did a pop-up about 15 years ago, and her food was amazing, and I always remembered it. So it's her recipes there, and I've just placed them down in Clarence. So big shout out to Guadalupe.
Listen, what will happen then when you have to get back to work, which hopefully you will at the Brehon Hotel at some stage over the summer? What will happen to the Hungry Donkey then?
I think if I can do the two, fantastic. You know, and you know, I have a lot of drive in me, so fingers crossed I'll be able to.
Okay, so that's hopefully be able to keep them both going. Well, Anne Dolan is with us as well, co-owner of the Nosh Pod. Hi, Anne.
Hiya, how are you doing?
Good. You have a little more experience in this game. You've been on the go since December of 2017.
That's right, yeah.
And how have things changed for you? Do you find you're busier now, Anne, than you were pre-pandemic? Because everybody's out for a walk and out and about in the open air. Has business improved at all?
I suppose it has in one aspect. We've always encouraged our customers to pre-order through our Facebook page, or to ring in their order. And we're finding people, because of the COVID, are more in the swing of pre-ordering, which is great for us. And like, our business model is perfect for the pandemic. We're very lucky in that sense because it's outdoors. Unfortunately, we had a big seating area, but we had to take that in.
Okay, but, so that's gone for now. Just on that, you raised it there with the pre-ordering, but queuing can be a problem, can't it? When you have a lot of people, a busy Sunday, I can imagine, you're dealing with big queues. Do you find people get frustrated if they have to wait longer than a couple of minutes for their food?
We've struck a good balance because people are pre-ordering, and like, say if you came to the pod and you just heard about it through word of mouth, you've just come up on cold call, and then the next couple of times you come, you might say, oh, I might pre-order, because I can see it's kind of, you know, you have your busy spell. So people are, because we have a lot of room outside, it's not really an issue, you know. Like,
yeah, and they know what to expect. And Chad, yeah, can I just come back to you on that? Because the food has to be good, but it also has to be fast, and you're operating in limited space, as you said earlier. It's quite the challenge to get it right, I would imagine.
It is, but, you know, I suppose it's not the size of the kitchen, it's the skill that's in it.
Okay.
I'm just being honest, you know, you have to be super organised.
Yeah, but you get my point, though, that people won't wait around. If you're really busy, people are going to have to expect to wait, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
And how do you manage that?
I haven't come across that stage yet.
Right, okay, because you're so new.
Yeah, we're so new.
He's hoping for that. Well, Lucinda, given what you've seen around the country and people's openness now to use these food trucks, that probably is going to happen because people are seeing them as an alternative, aren't they, to going to the restaurant, obviously, because we can't do that.
Yeah. And I mean, some places have yards, you know, where they have a number of food trucks. There's a guy has opened in Arklow, Mert's yard. He's a chef. And he's recently opened, bought an Airstream, and people are really good. He wants to create a place that would be good for the family, and maybe music and that sort of thing doing. So, you know, people are heading for those sort of places.
Mm-hmm.
And in Kinsale too, you know, at Hamlets, they have a number, they have a pizza truck, fish and chips, super big quadruple size burgers. I mean, it's no use anymore serving the little flat patties. People expect quality. And actually, I have to say also, Anne, they're talking the Nosh Pod. In the last year or so, they built their own 18-foot greenhouse.
So they have lovely organic ingredients, mixed leaves, things that they're growing themselves, and they use sourdough bread for their. So they're very popular and they're very conscious of their ingredients.
And do you find that people, and just on that, do you find that people are looking now for the quality ingredients in the food that you're serving?
I think sometimes some people come up and they're very surprised that you can swap out ingredients and make them healthier. Like, just for example, we have a full range of healthy bakes that we've put a lot of work into. So one of them is a banana walnut muffin. So in that, there's no white flour, no margarine, or no white sugar. But it's like porridge oats, bananas, walnuts, ground almonds, flaked almonds, cinnamon, honey, chia seeds, all the good stuff that you still feel like you're having a treat, but it gives you such nutritional value. So it's food that's really fueling your body and your mind rather than just a bog standard muffin that might have some banana flavouring in it.
Yeah, and about 600 calories. Your one sounds much better. And listen, thank you all very much for joining us this morning. Anne Dolan from the Nosh Pod, Chad Byrne from the Hungry Donkey, and Lucinda O'Sullivan, of course, writing about this in this weekend's Sunday Independent. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.